In the name of Lord Jesus, this hour we have to study the book of Hosea, chapter 2 and chapter 3, in order to finish the whole book within our class. So please turn to Hosea, chapter 2. Hosea, chapter 2. The whole chapter, we have to read first. So I want to have a brother and sister take turn to read, okay? So start from here. And you pass the microphone to everybody. This way. Or the daughter, sister first, easier. Okay.
Chapter 2, verse 1. Say to your brethren, my people, and to your sisters, mercy is shown. Verse 2. Bring charges against your mother, bring charges, for she is not my wife, nor am I her husband. Let her put away her harlotries from her sight, and let her adulteries from between her breasts.
3. Lest I strip her naked and expose her, as in the day she was born, and make her like a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with thirst.
Verse 4, I will not have mercy on her children, for they are the children of harlotry.
Verse 5, for their mother has played the harlot. She who conceived them has behaved shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers, who give me my bread and my water, my wool and my linen, my oil and my drink.
6, therefore, behold, I will hedge up your way with thorns and wall her in, so that she cannot find her paths.
7.
She will chase after her lover, but not catch them. She will look for them, but not find them. Then she will say, I will go back to my husband as at first, for then I was better off than now.
8. For she did not know that I gave her grain, new wine, and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal.
9. Therefore, I will take away my grain when it ripens, and my new wine when it is ready. I will take back my wool and my linen, intended to cover her nakedness.
10. So now I will expose her lewdness before the eyes of her.
Sorry.
It's okay.
No one will ever take her.
11. I will stop all her celebrations, her yearly festivals, her new moons, her Sabbath days, all her appointed feasts.
Verse 12, and I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, of which she has said, these are my wages that my lovers have given me. So I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the fields shall eat them.
I will punish her for the days of the Baals to which she burned incense. She decked herself with her earrings and jewelry and went after her lovers, but me she forgot, says the Lord.
14, therefore, behold, I will lure her, will bring her into the wilderness and speak comfort to her.
15, I will give her her vineyards from there, and the valley of Achor as a door of hope. She shall sing there, as in the days of her youth, as in the days when she came up from the land of Egypt.
And it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that you will call me my husband, and no longer call me my master.
Verse 17, I will remove the names of the Baals from her lips. No longer will their names be invoked.
In that day I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, with the birds of the air, and with the creeping things of the ground. Bow and sword of battle I will shatter from the earth to make them lie down safely.
19. I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice and loving kindness and mercy.
20. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord.
21. It shall come to pass in that day that I will answer, says the Lord. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth.
22. And the earth will respond to the grain and the new wine and oil, and they respond to Jezreel.
23. I will plant her for myself in the land. I will show my love to the one I called, now my loved one. I will say to the Lord, called not my people, you are my people. And they will say, you are my God.
Amen. Okay. So keep the microphone, because later we will continue to read Bible, you know, and then go to brother's side. Because, you know, once we hear all different kind of voice, some sister voice is so sweet, so beautiful, right? So make you awake, not falling asleep. Okay? So that's how once we read it, we use our mouth to say something, we are not going to fall asleep. All right, so this is for chapter 2. We read it at least once. Hopefully you can continue to read by yourself when you have time to really ponder about the chapter. In this chapter, if we make it a title, I would say it's a return to the everlasting love of God. Return to the everlasting love of God. Because this love, we can see how from beginning, in verse 2, God said, "She is not my wife, nor am I her husband. Let her put away her harlotry from her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts." Because the nation Israel, they commit adultery, and God's heart was so greatly hurt, and He said, "I'm not going to call you my people." In verse 4, say, "I will not have mercy on her children." But at the end, the very last verse say, "Oh, you are my people, and they should say, you are my God." Okay. So this everlasting love bestows us to be His wife forever. God accepts us. He loved those who He chose before. He cannot forsake His children, people. This the nature of God's love. Once He make it, then He will not change it. So even though in the Old Testament time, some verses we can see, oh, God repent, right? God repent. God regret for doing something. But it just expressed how God's heart was hurt by His children, people. He hoped, He wished all His people can accept and understand His love. But unfortunately, sometimes we don't, as a human being in flesh, we don't get it. Okay? So in this chapter, basically we can divide into the two sections. From verse 2 to 13, it's talking about the sin and the punishment of the harlotry. They turn the Israelites, turn themselves away from the law and then follow the so-called lovers. But end up they will suffer a lot. Then from 14 to 23 is God's promise of mercy to His people on the last day. In the later days, God will say, "You will be my people. I shall be your God." Then, if we consider this God's word, in verse 2 to verse 8, God's word to Israel, God said, "Bring charges against you. I will bring charges against your mother." So the mother means the nation of Israel. Just like, who is our mother now? Our mother. Who is our mother? How many mothers do we have? Some may have, you know, some, at least right now, we should have our biological mother, right? Someone may have their stepmother or other mother. Maybe someone have more than one or two or three mothers. But in spiritual, we also have a mother called church, right? Church is our mother. So this is the truth in Colossians, Jia Tai Su, mentioned about this mother. So to God, the entire nation, they turn away from the law, and God call them the adulterers. They sin against God. God won't bring charge against you. Right? The mother has played the harlot. Verse 5, right? For their mother has played the harlot. Alright? And then, she is not my wife, nor am I her husband. It's God said, hypocrite, you are not my wife. I will not have mercy on her children. Verse 4. Okay. So the purpose, why God said in verse 2, say, you are not my wife, because what? Let her put away her harlotry from her sight, and her adultery from between her breasts. So their sight, right? Their sight, and then their breast commit adultery. So this is a description about how these people, they sin against God. They use all, you know, in this book, they use a different description about how they commit sins. Harlotry in sight and in breast. So this is a partial analogy to express the adultery, this, the whole thing. So this just use sometimes just eyes or breast to present or to signal the entire nation this play harlotry. They turn away from the Lord. So be careful our sight. So sometimes when you spend a lot of time in front of a computer or play games, video games, then your sight, maybe just like the harlot, you know, adultery. We must be careful about our sight, right? And what we embrace for. Whom we will embrace. We embrace this worldly thing, or we embrace all this spiritual righteousness. So actually, two actions regarding to the idol bell, two actions associated with this idol. Usually they worship it as a god, right? Treat it as a god. But actually it's an idol, and they have a sexual actions with harlot or bell. So that's why they consider sexual immorality, they just consider it as normal. It's a natural way. When they worship this idol, they have practiced this sexual actions. And this is so sinful in the sight of God. It's so abomination. Okay. So this is how they sin against God, bring charge against them. And she has behaved shamefully in verse 5. Behaved shamefully. I will go, because they say, I will go after my lovers who give me, what? In verse 5, who give me my bread, my water, my wool, my linen, my oil, my drink, everything. They consider this lover give them this blessing. But actually, in verse 8, say, she did not know that I gave her this. They did not know. Oh. I gave them this. So Deuteronomy chapter 8 and chapter 11, special mention about the Israel people after enter the Canaan. After they have everything, they are so satisfied in their life, then they will turn away from the Lord. Yes, the prophecy just fulfilled. Right? So be careful when we are in good situation, everything is so smoothly. Your school is good, your work is good, everything is good. Then this is a dangerous moment. You must be aware. Otherwise, we may repeat the same thing of Israel. We may forget who gave us these blessings. We consider we accomplish through our own ability, but it's not. So she went after her lover, and me she forgot. She forgot. Forgot God's guidance. Forgot God's way. Okay? So actions that God will take to stop her from playing harlotry. So from verse 6 to verse 8, you can see, therefore, behold, I will hedge up your way with stones and wall her in. God will do something. God will take action to stop this trend, to make them return. Right? So difficulty shown to them to block her ways in order to bring them back. Also, she will chase her lovers, but not overtake them. Because their way has been blocked, right? They cannot overtake the lovers. So they will, after comparison, after suffering a lot, then they say, I will go and return to my first husband. My first husband, who is the Lord. Because they actually married to this Almighty God. God chose them as his beloved. But the mother forgot. She just forsook this loving husband. Okay? And then God's action from verse 9 to 13. 13. 9. Therefore I will return and take away my grain in its time. So the punishment, you can see. Take away. God will go take away. After the action of God, then they will recognize, wow, without God's blessing, then they have nothing. They have nothing to eat, actually. So, also, I will uncover her rudeness in the sight of her lovers. So, they will just become very, just like naked. They show all their weakness. They cannot, they have a miserable life. Simple, just say, they cannot just cover themselves. I will cause all her mirth to cease. No operations, right? I will destroy her vines and fig trees. You see, this all series of punishment from the Lord. I will punish her in verse 13. I will punish her for the days of Baal to which she burnt incense. She decked herself with her earrings and the jewelry and went after her lovers, but me she forgot. So, brother, sister, are we going to forget our Lord after we have earned something? If we really forgot God, God really got hurt. Always consider his heart. Okay? Don't repeat the same mistake. Or to those who turn away from God. Really. Feasts are turned into the mourning. In Amos chapter 8, it describes the same message. Those who choose another God multiply their sorrows. After that, they will recognize, after actually, without God, they lost everything. Let's turn to this verse, Psalm 16. Psalm 16. Verse 3 and 4. Next, sister, please read. Let's turn to brother. Brother is falling asleep. No? Where is the microphone?
Verse 3.
Yeah.
As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight.
Verse 4.
Verse 4. The sorrows of those we will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips.
Okay. Okay, so verse 4 says, their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. Their drink offering of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. Okay, so, you know, in the church, as a disciple of Jesus, usually we call upon God's name only. So our lips don't name other God's name. So other gods, we don't even mention it, okay? So that's why, even in our church premise, our projector, we are not going to show others the idols or other religious activity at all. Because I just heard a story. A brother, he studied all different kind of religions, and he wanted to introduce this kind of different religion to members, make them aware how to evangelize our church to other faith. And then she make a presentation in the church, you know, to introduce a different kind of religion, and then show in the church that just like a projector, and in the chapel, and then the screen just show all the idols, temples, their activities, how they worship, they burn incense, all everything, just in our church projectors. And then in the church, just like just maybe people come in just confused, are you worshiping Jesus or worship other gods, right? So based on Psalm 16, he said, my lips, right? No, take up their names on my lips. No, I am not going to mention it. So that's why we have to be careful. This is how we honor our God only. So in the future, if we have something, anything related to other religion, be careful. We can use all different ways to describe it. Right? We can just use XX or YY, and it's the symbol to replace it. All right, God's mercy on his people from verse 14 to 23. God said, I will bring her back into the wilderness, speak comfort to her. So what is important to be in wilderness? What is the value? What is the value? Just like when we go up to spiritual mountain, we come into NYTS, spend 2 weeks here, right? Just like a wilderness. In this society, your friend may consider you are crazy. You spend your precious 2 weeks sleep on the floor and without any internet. You have to follow all these the strict schedules. To those who don't believe, they just consider unbearable. But to us, we enjoy these 2 weeks in wilderness because it is so important to restore this intimate relationship between God and us. Right? Just like in chapter 2, verse 16 to 20, God, he mentioned about this relationship between him and the Israel in the wilderness. Okay? So God's promise in that day, in verse 21 to 23, of this outline, talking about the wilderness, the value of being in wilderness. Let's turn to chapter 13. 13, verse 4 and 5. Next.
Isaiah chapter 13.
Turn it on. You didn't turn it on.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, we have the controller.
Hello? Isaiah chapter 13, verse 4. Yet I am the Lord your God, ever since the land of Egypt, and you shall know no God but me, for there is no Savior besides me.
Five.
I knew you in the wilderness, in the land of great drought.
Okay. So, in the wilderness, God commanded his people, say, you should know no God but me. For there is no Savior besides me. This is their experience. Yes, every day they experience God is their Savior because God provides their need. And I knew you in the wilderness, in the land of the great drought. I knew you in the wilderness. So this is very intimate relationship during this period of time, right? It's very important. So I remember how you follow me in the wilderness. In chapter 11, verse 1, please read. Next.
Hosea 11, verse 1. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son.
Okay. Turn to Jeremiah 2, verse 2. Next.
Jeremiah 2, verse 2. Go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown.
Okay. So you, especially in this verse, in chapter 2, verse 2, go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, say, thus say the Lord, right? I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in the land not sown. This is God remember the love of people. So this is this kind of just a pair of lovers, they just check to each other. This very, very close relationship. God remember everything. And God also care toward his people. Oh, that's in Psalm 105, we read it during one of the prayer sessions already. And now, turn back to Joshua chapter 7, verse 16 to 26. This is called the Valley of Achor, right? This place, Achor, will turn to be a door of hope. Joshua 7, I think this is, during you study the book of Joshua, you know, right? We don't have to repeat it again. Because this place, actually, Achan, he was stoned to death. And because people just, because he sinned, and then people just suffered. But after he perished, then God returned. Now, so this valley of Achor actually is kind of a sad destruction, but God will turn it into the door of hope. So this, you see how God show his mercy, he can turn everything around, become very positive. And then, let's turn to this verse, 16, chapter 2, verse 16. God wanted to restore the relationship. 16 said, it should be in that day, says the Lord, that you will call me my husband and no longer call me my master. The relationship of servant and the master is very distant. But between husband and wife, actually is very close, intimacy. So I will, later in verse 18 say, I will make covenant for them with beasts, birds, creeping things, to make them lie down safely. God especially wanted to make covenant for the people, his children people, with beasts. So the beasts, the birds, creeping things will listen to God. Right? So they were not going to harm these people. So they can really lie down safely. And God will turn the ball, the soul into just in a peaceful life. They can really enjoy the blessing. Okay? So this is relationship. And also, how will God make the intimate relationship with us? This is the story for Israel, but how about to us? How are we going to receive this relationship with God? Now, he betrothed us to him forever. So that's why we call Jesus, this Savior, my husband. Right? And the repeated emphasis on this word of God. Yes, I will betroth you to me. Yes. Oh, very sure God will accept us. So God betroth us to him forever in righteousness and justice. We have to understand God's attribute. That's why if we know God, then we'll love God even more. In loving kindness and mercy. In faithfulness. He betroth us as his wife forever. So we shall know the Lord. We shall know the Lord. So in Psalm 1, verse 4, Psalm of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 4, Draw me away and we will run after you. So if we can really find how beautiful Jesus is, then we will follow. We chase after him. He's just like a great attraction to everybody. People will come to him. We'll want to get closer and closer and closer. So we have to find out Jesus, his righteousness, his justice, his loving kindness, his mercy, his faithfulness. He become a driving force for us to come to him. We have to respond to God's love, right? We take away the name of idols, mention their names no more. Oh, this is in Psalm 16 we just read, right? Keep ourselves from idols. Idols, in the spiritual realm, we know what is an idol, right? Idol is not just physically, something in the temple, but maybe something in our heart. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 21, the very last verse in 1 John just say, you keep ourselves from idols. Keep ourselves from idols. Don't be polluted by this, by those idols. In the modern day, so many different idols. Money could be idol. Your video game may be your idol. Right? If you treat anything higher than God, you put anything in higher priority than Jesus Christ, then we have idols already. Don't make our work, our school, our study, everything become our idols. We have a father. After he came to believe in Jesus, he recognized himself. Actually, before he put his violin as his idol, he worshiped the violin because his talent. He received so many glory or benefit through this violin, the instrument, because he can play very well. He earned a lot of reputation, money, everything from this violin. But after he came to believe Jesus, then he recognized, no, I have to put Jesus first. So he spent time first in reading Bible and pray first. In the past, he spent 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours, even whole days to pray, just practice the violin. He wanted to keep his skill. But later, in Jesus, he found out, if have Jesus, then God can inspire him, then he can save a lot of time. He don't have to spend such long hours in practice. By prayer, really God give him inspiration, and then he have time for his family, for the Lord, for working in the church. It's how wonderful. Change his lifestyle totally. Put the priority, his priority, then in violin, now in Jesus. Keep the new covenant that is written upon our heart by righteousness, love, mercy, with brother Jesus. Jeremiah 31, let's read this verse. Jeremiah 31. Next.
Verse 33. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
33. You finished already?
Yeah.
Oh, so fast. Thank you. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds, write it on their hearts, and I will be their God. They shall be my people. This is the new covenant. Now, this new covenant, Jesus restored it through his blood. Right? So in Luke 22, verse 20, Jesus said, I make this new covenant with you, with my blood. So every Holy Communion is the time we try to renew and remind this new covenant, which Jesus make with us right now. Okay? So God's promise us. He said, I will answer. You can see, consider from these two verses to see, I will answer, right? Answer what? I will solve her for myself in the earth. And I will have mercy on her. I will say, you are my people. And then our response will be, you are my God. So return to God's everlasting love. We have to understand God wants to accept us as his wife forever. Don't forsake the Lord. Don't forsake this so loving husband. Don't turn away from the Lord to idols. Okay, so this is chapter 2. Chapter 3. Right, let's read chapter 3. Brother, continue. Read chapter 3. Take turn.
Hosea chapter 3, verse 1. Then the Lord said to me, go again, love a woman who is loved by a lover and is committing adultery, just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel, who looked to other gods and loved the raisin cakes of the pagans.
Verse 2. So I brought her for myself for 15 shekels of silver and 1.5 homers of barley.
3. When I told her, you are to live with me many days, you must not be a prostitute or be intimate with any man, and I will live with you. 4.
4. For the Israelites will live many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred stones, without ephod or household gods.
5. Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days.
Amen. So this chapter, if we make it a title, Return to Fear the Lord and the Goodness. Return to fear the Lord. Now God is love, right? But we don't abuse God's love. We always remember God is righteous. God is justice. But coming with a fear means we respect, we know God is. We have to give him all honor, glory. Don't try to steal glory from him. So, in this chapter, first, God give Hosea commandment, right? To find out his wife who left already. And maybe be sold into other places. Try to bring her back. Then from verse 2 and 3 is Hosea's actions. He really take the word of God and then do it. And verse 4 to 5 is prophecy in the later days. This is a prophecy, important prophecy. Okay, so this chapter, short chapter, only 5 verses. Then this God, In this whole chapter, we can see how God uses his people, his love to draw his people return. God said, go again, right? Go again to love these adulteries. Go again. So, if we read the verse 1 carefully, he said, just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love the raisin cakes of the pagans. So Hosea has used the love of God to love his unfaithful wife. So God's love is the driving force to accept that woman. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13 and 15 say, the love of God compares us, right? So the love of God, if we can understand and fear the love of God, then we can do anything. So we will come out with a joyful heart to serve, even just clean the toilet, to do everything. Because we do it just like do it for the Lord. Out of love, we can do. And we have a burning heart, this kind of fervency to serve. Okay, so God's love. And this woman who is loved by a lover, he has been be others, belong to others, but Hosea had to love her again. So he had to pay the price to buy her out, right? So this total value is about 30 shekels of silver. So according to the value system at the time, this one and a half homers of barley equal to about 15 shekels of silver. So put together total about 30 shekels of silver, just a value of a slave. Hosea, and then after she returned, and Hosea just said to her, you stay with me many days, okay? Don't go away. She's older, you stay here. Okay? Should not play the harlot. It's just in this kind of situation. So you can see the heart of the wife. Always wanted to go out, I just cannot stay still within the house. But the husband said, you stay with me. Huh? Don't pray to harlot. Should not have a man. You live alone here. I will stay with you together. Huh? So the husband did what he ordered to the wife. He said, you stay here and I will also stay here. So now, regarding to our marriage life, in the future, husband always emphasize, husband is the head, right? And the wife have to listen, obey to the husband. As a head, you speak, you say something, but you have to do it, right? So out of love, we do what we say. If we want to, in the future, your wife to listen to you, then we have to love the Lord first. We must be upright, and our word will have weight and power. Otherwise, just empty. People will not listen, right? So as a head of household, we must be a good example. So brother, 加油. Okay? Then let's put it together. God's will is revealed toward Israel. This is the prophecy. Huh? The children of Israel should abide many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillars, without effort. Oh, where is it? I lost the last point. Why he say without king and prince? Because the leader led them to wrong path. Let's turn to this verse, chapter 8, first. Chapter 8, verse 4. Chapter 8, verse 4. I continue to read.
Chapter 8, verse 4. They say up kings, but not by me. They met princes, but I did not acknowledge them. From their silver and gold, they made idols for themselves, that they might be cut off.
Amen. They set up kings. Huh? They make princes. But God said, I did not acknowledge them. And from their silver and gold, they make idols for themselves. So actually, in this verse, talking about the leaders and the idols are two major factors to lead people astray from the right path. So leaders and idols, because the leader make idols for people to worship, right? So in chapter 5, verse 1, especially the word especially to the priest, to the king, to the prince. So chapter 5, verse 1, please read.
Uh,
Hear this, O priests, take heed, O house of Israel. Give ear, O house of the king, for yours is the judgment, because you have been a snare to Mizpah and a net spread on Tabor.
Amen. So take heed, give ears, hear, O priests, house of Israel, house of kings. And let us say, without sacrifice or sacred, Peter's idolatry is abomination to the Lord. And without ephod and tetraphim, this is because they worship this ephod, right? Let's turn to this verse, Judges chapter 8. Judges chapter 8. Verse 27. Please read.
Next. Gideon made the gold into an ephod, which he placed in Ophrah, his town. All Israel prostituted themselves by worshipping it there, and it became a snare to Gideon and his family.
Amen. So ephod and this image, you know, the tetraphim, right? Tetraphim. This actually is from the Judges. Back into the Judges, chapter 8, right? Here, then Gideon made it into an ephod and set it up in his city. And all Israel played the harlot with it there. It became a snare to Gideon and to his house. Because they treat it just like a special item and worship. And then it become a snare. That's why God said, okay, get rid of this ephod and teraphim. No sacrifice, no so-called Peters, no king, no prince. Then just remain still until this is actually prophecies about their captivity. Okay, we'll continue in the next section. Great science.